All right, and we are back here on Out of the Woods. Live music in the studio this week with Red Tail Ring, Michael Beauchamp, and Laurel Primo are here. And they're going to do an instrumental for you, and Laurel's going to tell you all about it.
Well, it'll be a combo platter here. The first one is a song I wrote for a project that also got released this last year. I did a instrumental recording with a Swedish friend of mine named Anna Gustafsson. She's a Swedish woman who plays the nickel harpa. So together with the nickel harpa, fiddle, and banjo, we put together a CD of some American and Swedish traditional music. So this first waltz that I will play is called the Empty House Waltz, and I wrote this for her in honor of that project. And I think we'll follow it up with an American tune just to take advantage of being in that sweet little tuning with a major third on top. And that's called Lost Indian. I think that's a version I learned from a recording of Ed Haley.
All right.
Thank you.
Red Tail Ring, and a couple fiddle tunes there. Lost Indian, yeah, and the other one was...
The Empty House Waltz.
The Empty House Waltz, very nice. Yeah, I was watching some of your videos and whatnot earlier today, and came across a bunch of stuff, and I did see some stuff about that Beethoven thing you were talking about, and as well as the stuff with Anna.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell us about any of that stuff? Some of your
sure.
side projects or anything?
Yeah, I'll be working a little bit more this summer on some composition for the Beethoven and banjos project that you were finding. That's something that my brother founded, Evan Primo. He's a classical musician who's living in Vermont now. But he's decided to make an annual festival in the Upper Peninsula that's kind of a cross-genre musical experience and involves a lot of his classical colleagues from the Northeast and New York City in general. And combining that with a specific folk ensemble every year. And I'm, after the inaugural year where I was the guinea pig, and Michael was as well, Red Tail Ring was that folk ensemble, I've been kind of hired on each year as just a composer or general adding to the, I don't know, the folk vibe for that festival. So I get to do some composition this year. Looking forward to that festival in September.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a video with four of you all playing together. It was amazing. Just amazing stuff.
Thanks.
Yeah. I also saw that you guys hooked up with Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies and did a thing all together. You want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, a couple of years ago we put out a split 7-inch vinyl project with them where we kind of formed together to create a really large band. I think they had 5 members at the time, and they added us in the fold, and we recorded some traditional material. I think we did The Wind and the Rain and Sugar Hill. And then on the flip side, the B-side of that final project, we covered each other's songs. So we did one of their signature tunes at the time called My Side of the Mountain. And they covered kind of a bluegrass number that we'd written. It's kind of the only bluegrassy type thing that we've really even put out there, called Body Like a Bell. And they turned it into a slow, dirty blues. So that was
really good.
That was super fun. Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies live in Nashville now. Most of them live in Nashville, but they're from Michigan. And they often travel back and perform and hang out in Michigan. So
and it looked like you were all having a good, fun time there, for sure.
Yeah, they're pretty dear friends. In a way, our bands kind of grew up together. You know, we all kind of started doing it professionally at the same time, and you know, across those past 8 years or so, we've really provided a lot of support for each other, and I don't know, they've been great peers to have to celebrate with or to, you know, cry with during the tough times, but we love them dearly, and we jump at any chance we get to play with them.
So the project that you did with them, is that still available? Is that something you can get?
Yeah, I think you can find that on our website. There's also some digital versions available on earthworkmusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 7-inch vinyl featuring 4 songs, and then I think the digital version has that plus another 5 or so extra tunes that we recorded during the sessions.
Well, we had a separate kind of session that was just in a barn in Southeast Michigan at our friend's farm. And we recorded like this obscure John Hartford tune, this instrumental tune called Homer the Roamer, which if you're into John Hartford, you may know
yeah.
about. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good yeah. one.
And some almost a few like hymns and bluegrass numbers. So yeah, it kind of has some digital extras attached to it. And then that night after the session, we just had like a huge Thanksgiving style meal that sticks in my mind as a real high point of the whole experience.
Very nice. Yeah, you didn't have to pick up the garbage or do anything else. Sorry, I'm thinking Arlo Guthrie. Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat.
Yeah, right.
There you go. Red Tail Ring is here with us live on Out of the Woods, and I think they'd like to play another song for you, perhaps.
How about we ask Michael to sing one that he wrote here? This is called Love of the City, and it's pretty deep down, true Michael Beauchamp solo writing style, but kind of in the chorus we snuck in a little bit of that brotherly harmony, kind of old country feel that we take so much inspiration from.
For the love of the city, I ain't living the city. For the love of you, going. Living out of suitcases, hotels and bars, scratching out a living, following the stars. My love, it's a pity you're traveling your scars. My love is silence, can travel so far. For in love of the dawn, I ain't living the dawn. If you take me up, fall through. Wandering the world, it's as dark as a stone, catching my rays from the streetlights. My love, here's a song to send you. I love something pretty just to break up your day. Oh, leave me in the middle, somewhere in between joy and sorrow, my fortune received. From forced loves to lost loves, to convenient parents, on sidewalks caked in moon dust, smoke-filled catcalls. My blue jeans are new, but my memories are torn between finding the truth or just letting the years alone. My love, here's a song you can burn. Thank you.
Red Tail Ring. Once again, Michael Beauchamp singing that one for you. I like that a lot. Kind of reminds me of Dave Carter a little bit. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's your voice, too. But
I'll take it.
Yeah. It's good company to be in, I suppose.
Absolutely, yeah.
Except for, you know, the fact he's not with us anymore, but...
Yeah.
So I was looking at your guitar there, and I was watching all those videos today. Did I hear something on there about a Nintendo, and something about how you got this guitar, traded it for a Nintendo or something?
Well, yeah, not this guitar. That would be a real steal.
I was going to say.
Man, I would love it if, yeah, Elderly Instruments just took antiquated consumer goods. That'd be great. But when I was 13 years old, I had this friend whose dad was in a reggae band, and he was kind of a really popular musician around town. And so their house was just littered with all sorts of instruments, not just guitars, but it was really fun to hang out with him. We'd play lots of basketball, and then we'd just fool around with his father's various instruments. And it occurred to me that my friend Alex did not have a Nintendo, and I had a Nintendo, and I didn't care about it at all, and neither did my siblings, which is really lucky. And I really needed a guitar, and so I struck a deal with him that I would give him my Nintendo, and he'd give me his like 3/4 size student model Harmony, and so that's what we did, and I still have that guitar, and I've taught kind of aspiring young students on it sometimes, and it kind of has this vibe, this old beat up Harmony guitar. It's even though it's small, it's nice and bassy, and I would just anyway, I played that thing forever when I was a kid, and yeah, it's all thanks to just eschewing Nintendo.
That's funny. Some of those consoles are probably more valuable than a Harmony guitar now, though.
That's very true. Yeah. This was in the mid-90s, though, where I think people had moved on to other, like Sega and other Nintendo products. Maybe PlayStation was a thing then. So it wasn't, I knew that it was, anyway, it was worth a guitar. And I still think it was worth a guitar. I'm certain that my friend doesn't have it anymore, whereas I still have his guitar. So that's a win for me.
There you go. Living in Kalamazoo, as you do, do you find yourself seeking out vintage Gibsons and the like?
Yeah, they're around. They're around from time to time. You got to keep your eye open at like an estate sale. Sometimes you can spy one. Yeah, they're around, and we know this great guy named Mark Solgren, who's been on. He's a DJ. He's been on the air of WMUK in a program called Grassroots for 35 years. And that dude, he has a lot of old Gibsons, and he used to work for Gibson, so he just has lots and lots of guitars. Mm-hmm. So you come across guys like that in Kalamazoo, I feel like, especially where they used to work for Gibson, or they have some sort of a tie in with the company when the company was in still in Kalamazoo in the 80s. And yeah, there's lots of cool guitars floating around Kalamazoo for sure.
Interesting. Red Tail Ring's here, folks, and they're playing some songs for us. Maybe you could play another one.
Sure.
You want me to sing that a cappella?
Yeah.
John, this one is mostly a cappella, but we're kind of cheating out a third part harmony using the violin here. And this is something I wrote quite a few years ago, but hadn't made it onto our last record. I think it was kind of stuck in the puzzle of arrangement that comes when two different minds work together musically. And now on this new CD that we're touring with, we stripped it down to kind of its original simplicity. And that's the way we like it the best. This one's called The New Home Place.
All right.
I
Red Tail Ring, live here in the studio once again. Very nice. How's the new home place?
We're happy to play you one more tune before we head down the road.
Sure.
There's one other that came to mind as I was looking at what tuning my banjo is in. That's that Sacred Harp tune, What Wondrous Love Is This? For a few different uses, I've been rearranging some of those old sacred harp melodies and harmonies. And this is one that I've made up for Red Tail Ring here. It's an arrangement of the song, What Wondrous Love Is This? What wondrous love is this, oh my soul? What wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of bless to bear the dreadful curse for my soul, to bear the dreadful curse for my soul? As I was sinking down, sinking down, sinking down, as I was sinking down. All around.
Red Tail Ring. Yeah. You are not the first people to play that song in this space.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
funny.
Great.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kara Luft played that in here.
Oh, with, cool.
J.D. Edwards back, I don't know, about a year ago, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. Love it. It's great. Got some nice lyrics.
It does, yeah. It's an old classic there. Very, very nice. Well, I guess that's where we're going to wrap it up, folks, I guess, eh?
Yeah, we appreciate you welcoming us here.
Red Tail Ring once again, Laurel Primo and Michael Beauchamp. Check them out when you can. And what is your website, by the way? You should tell folks.
It's simply redtailring.com.
There you go. Go check out what they have coming up for performances. Buy a CD. Say hello. There you go. All right, folks. All right. Well, we're going to get back to things, but we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.